Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
GabRadioNetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
It's Robert Cray bringing this back. My favorite blues man. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Greg Sullivan. Greg, I need a website, please.
Carnival.com. Good place to start.
Carnival.com. Tell us what's going on over there.
Hey, we're having a great year. We're having a great time. We're in a great business. Our business is exceeding guest expectations.
They're in the cruise business, folks, in case you didn't get that.
That's right. We're cruising all over the world under 10 different brands. And, Jim, I think you and Devana should enjoy our highest-end brand, Seabourn. I think you should plan on that soon. Yeah, we take your check, Jim.
Well, folks, check it out. Carnival, you know the name. You know the name well. It's one of the top names in the cruise business. Hey, Greg, we're talking about privacy and some of the global privacy laws. You might not realize it, but that you're going to have to perform under. And so that's what we've been talking about. And so my question is, and the more you talked about it, the more I kind of liked it a little bit, because it gives the consumer more control over our information. And as you know, Greg, I'm worried about the big data guys, the data miners. I'm concerned about those guys, about the power that they're going to have, especially the faster the computers get, especially we get into quantum computers. So my question to you is this kind of legal regime, is this likely to be imported by the United States? Are they liable? Is Congress liable to take this up?
Yeah, Jim, I don't know the answer to that. It seems, you know, just there could be different opinions on this, but it seems less likely that it would happen here. But it's literally going to sweep the world, it appears, in other countries, so we may all follow suit. The laws make sense, but, you know, our current administration is ratcheting down regulations on business,
right.
And this would add them. So in this political circumstance, maybe not, but in a future one, maybe. If you think about it from an individual's perspective, the laws kind of make sense. So I don't know. I don't think it's a matter of necessarily if, but it's probably a matter of when.
Mm-hmm.
And when here doesn't seem imminent. But
well, if you're in St. Louis, you might not. This might not be a big deal to you right now. But if you're in Manhattan, where people are coming from, or L.A. or Miami, where people are coming in from all over the world, it's already a big deal for you, isn't it?
Well, if they're coming in face to face. Yeah, but, you know, Jim, I mean, we do a lot of business electronically these days.
That's right. Well, that's true. That's right.
And we, you know, that data is very valuable to us. And basically what the regulation says is that data belongs to the individual. It's not yours to do with what you want without their permission. So it's and the penalties for, you know, not complying with the law or stiff, and they're serious. They're serious about this.
Are they enforcing it? Are you seeing evidence that they're enforcing it?
Oh, well, Jim, I'm sorry I didn't mention earlier. Let's be clear. So the regulation for Europe takes effect May 25th, 2018. So, yeah, we certainly believe they are intent on enforcing it. Yes.
And probably whoever breaks the rules in the first 6 months will probably be made examples of, right?
Oh, I think that's fair to say. All this will be held in, will be a very public at one point, mm-hmm. right? So
is there one place where we could go and do more research on this, find out more about this? Is there a website about this?
Yeah, so it's called the European Union General Data Protection Regulation. But if you Google or Bing or whatever your favorite search engine is, GDPR or EU GDPR, you will be overwhelmed with information.
GDPR.
No, GD.
GB?
GD.
GD, okay.
GD, general data.
General data. For, right.
Protection regulation.
PR.
Yeah, that's what
okay.
it stands for.
So check that
there's
out.
There's a lot out there on it. Sort through all the vendor offers.
I would think a lot of the credit card companies would have to start bringing their customers up to date. That would be a service that they would offer. You would think
anybody
would,
that possesses personal data,
yeah,
which is data I can use to identify an individual,
right,
is subject to this.
Hey, Greg, good job today, as always. Thanks for the report. Come back soon.
All right, Jim. Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, buddy. Greg Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen. Check him out at Carnival.com. That's a great organization. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.